Today, on the Christian calendar, we celebrate
Pentecost.
We remember the day that God sent down his Spirit to be with and be among his people. We read from Acts chapter 1 at the beginning of our service when Jesus tells his followers that they will be baptized by the Holy Spirit in a few days. Today, this is the beginning of a short 4-part series entitled Life in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit was sent not just for that one day of Pentecost, but was sent to dwell amongst the believers of Jesus Christ until he returns again. This series will be looking at how we, as a group of individuals who make up this community, can live this life. I hope and pray that in these next few church messages, as we focus on the Word of God and this life in the Spirit, we learn to be in this life and have a fresh re-encounter with the Holy Spirit. I believe that as we learn and discover, the Holy Spirit will become much more real to us than he has been before. I'd like to encourage us to read some Bible passages before we come to each Sunday's service. The next 3 services will be focusing on the Gospel of John, and in particular, chapters 14, 15, and 16. There will be a reminder in the update as to what passage we are on, so you can follow at home. Our community here in Brooklands, the church in the United Kingdom, in Europe and the world, need a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The church has been thirsty for this revitalizing taste of the Holy Spirit, whom God has sent as a gift for his people to have upon our lives. The church needs to be awoken, and the Holy Spirit is the one to wake us all up and begin this life under God's guidance and love. In our reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21, we see the Holy Spirit descend onto the followers of Jesus. This is a fulfillment of his promise to them before he ascended to heaven. The appearance of flames came upon their heads, and they began to speak in other languages. The believers began to head out into the streets, and people became aware of what was going on. Many were shocked and amazed by hearing their language spoken. This was only possible through the power of the Holy Spirit. What are they saying? We read at the end of verse 11 that the people are hearing about the wonderful things God has done. Some begin to try and rationalize this event by calling them drunk. They ridiculed the followers of Jesus. But good old Peter steps up and defends his friends. What does Peter do? He begins to preach to the crowd who have gathered about the fulfillment of the prophecies in the Old Testament and about his Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe here, in this part of Scripture, we have the beginnings and maybe one of the important parts of living the life in the Spirit. Living in the Spirit is to be a messenger of the gospel. The Holy Spirit compels us to speak, to act in ways that show the power of God and the saving grace he showed through his Son, Jesus Christ. This is where I want us to study and look at today in God's Word. How can we be messengers of the gospel? How can we begin our life in the Spirit? Three things. We can begin in prayer. We can be a community united in fellowship. And we can be visible. Firstly, we have prayer. Prayer is a fundamental principle and basic part of the Christian life. It is very important for our times in devotion to God and important in our time of worship to Him. Prayer should be our first point of call when things pop up in life. Now, I don't mean that we should use prayer for choosing what sort of meal we're going to have for our dinner, or that our favourite football team will win the League Cup. I'm sure Mark Bolton was praying last week at the Wigan Man City game for Man City to win. Unfortunately, God was not on their side. I'm going to pay for that later on. Prayer needs to come first when there are tough decisions to be made, when we need further guidance from God, when we are going to hospital, when the world seems to be in chaos around us. These are times for prayer. Prayer is part of the life in the Spirit. In fact, without prayer, we wouldn't be able to move forward with God. It is important to be in prayer for the next step of ministry. If we look back to Acts chapter 1, verse 14, prayer was part of the disciples' lives. It says, they all met together continually for prayer, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, several other women, and the brothers of Jesus. At this specific time in the story, the disciples are looking for guidance in replacing Judas with a new disciple. What I find more interesting is that they are in prayer together before the Holy Spirit comes down upon them. Prayer is a vital necessity for living in the life of the Spirit. Prayer can be seen as important throughout the Bible. It is our communication to God. Without prayer, we begin to set up boundaries and block God and the Spirit from our lives. To live a life in the Spirit, we must pray in preparation for what lies ahead and with thanksgiving as we serve God. Life in the Spirit is living in prayer to be led in being a messenger of the gospel. Our second point is being a community of fellowship. In the story, the Holy Spirit descends not on one person, but on a community of believers. The gift of the Holy Spirit is not just given to a particular person. As Christians, we inherit this gift as we accept and believe in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is powerful in an individual's life. I sometimes like to imagine the Holy Spirit as a personal sat-nav given to us by God. God has given us His Spirit to be among His people. The power of the Spirit is much greater in a community. When the Spirit is at work in a community, amazing things happen. If we look at Acts chapter 2, verses 3 to 4, we can see what happened. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. The Holy Spirit moved into the Christians and prepared them for the next movement of God's kingdom. What happens next? The story tells us that the noise was heard by many who came to see, and they heard in their own languages the good news of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit allows and equips us to be messengers of the gospel that are relevant and significant for those who need to hear the good news. Life in the Spirit is being used by the Spirit for the purposes of God and His kingdom. As we embark to live a life in the Spirit, we must be prepared to be used by the Spirit to effectively reach out to those who need the good news of Jesus Christ. And it appears from our reading that the Spirit likes to do this as a community of believers. We as true followers of Jesus Christ, as brothers and sisters, need to be living a life in the Spirit together. We need to be ready for the Holy Spirit to use us and help prepare ourselves so that we can work together in our surrounding community. God wants His kingdom to grow, and He is asking us, as His disciples, to go and tell the world. We aren't alone in this, because He sent us His Spirit to help us do His work. Life in the Spirit is living as an effective community, being ready to reach out to those who still have to hear the good news of our God and Saviour. Our third and final point is being visible. Life in the Spirit is about being visible and living our Christian lives. Visibility of the work that God has done in our lives is an effective way of showing the power of God to the outside community. In our scriptures this morning, the Holy Spirit made the group of believers visible to the community they were in. As we have said earlier, the Holy Spirit made the believers effective by empowering them to speak languages that others could understand. It was a visible and audible way for the non-believing community to understand and see the power of God working in His followers. Our church here in Brooklyn needs to become more visible than it has been before in the past. The challenge of living in the Spirit is making that life visible to the community around us. But this isn't just for one or two of us. It is for all of us to accept. This is the life that we all must live. The days that we are living in are days of action. If we are to be Christ-like, then we need to make our actions spiritually effective. The Holy Spirit is active, but the Spirit needs us to start being active so that the work of God can start moving somewhere in our community. The Holy Spirit uses us all, whatever skills we have, whatever age we are, whatever our background is, the Holy Spirit will use us. And sometimes, just like what happened at Pentecost, The Holy Spirit can use us in a new way that we have never been used before. Life in the Spirit is about being visible messengers of the gospel in our Christian lives. If I can add one more thing, life in the Spirit is an exciting adventure. It is the adventure of being Jesus Christ's committed disciples. Let us, as brothers and sisters, go on it together. Let us pray for the Spirit to empower our fellowship here in Brooklands so that we might be a visible beacon to those around us as we become messengers of the gospel. Let's pray. Father God, we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we've been reading about the day of Pentecost when you sent your Spirit, you sent your Advocate to be among us until you returned. Father God, may we begin to walk in this life of the Spirit, the life that you are asking us and calling us to be on. May we do it prayerfully. May we do it together as a community. And Lord, may we make this life visible to those who need your good news, to those who need your saving grace. Lord, I ask that you will pour out your Spirit on us. I ask that you will continually pour it out on us so that we can be refreshed and rejuvenated. Lord, this world makes us tired and weary, but the life in your Spirit is a light burden. It is the easy yoke. Father, may we realize what you are telling us to do today. May we take it with us and apply it as we live. I ask this in your heavenly name. Amen.